I'll give you one example. For example, I do transgender health, and a transgendered person has a 49 times greater risk of acquiring HIV than a non-transgender person. And the reason for that is many. And there's a lot of isolation. There's a lot of rejection. And similarly to gay men, they are not able to express themselves, particularly the teenagers who are isolated from their peers and from their community. The black young gay male especially is rejected by their own community, rejected by others. So they generally don't have anyone to speak to. They don't have role models. And they engage and don't get enough education. So these are large groups, actually, of individuals that are not getting the access that they should get.
I agree with everything that Dr. Torres has said. And my sense is that there has been a decline in media attention as well surrounding HIV, that the reason I feel this is just from speaking with friends, family, even people in the lesbian and gay community as well. I feel that there's still not as much awareness as I might expect there would be. And I'm not sure where all the gaps could be closed, but I do think that starting education at a younger age and really refocusing on it is going to be very important. And that is, to my mind, going to have to mean that we have to have people talking very frankly about some of these issues and really understanding what the risks are and why they are what they are. And we really have an extremely diverse patient population in our clinic. We definitely have patients from all walks of life. In terms of newer infections, actually, the data do support on a local level what we're seeing on a national level, which is that more of our new patients are young gay men. And so if you look at among the newer patients in our clinic, about 55 to 60% of our new patients are gay men. If you look at the clinic population as a whole, it's about 35% are gay men. So that's a big change that's coming up where that prevalence is going up. So I think that it does reflect what we're seeing and what we're talking about here today.